From underneath the roads to inside our homes, insulation is everywhere in Alaska. But traditional foam board is energy intensive to produce and often ends up as plastic litter in oceans and waterways. A group of researchers at the University of Alaska Anchorage are working to develop an environmentally friendly alternative. From Alaska's Energy Desk, Eric Keto has the story.
This is all experimental. Nobody has ever done this. We didn't have any clue of how this would work.
That's Professor Philippe Omstislavsky, and gathered around him are students from the Alaska Native Science and Engineering Program, or ANSEP. The high schoolers have spent weeks this summer in the lab, designing molds and filling them with a coarse tan gray mixture. They're finally getting the chance to see how their experiments turned out.
It works. I'm going to take it off.
I think it's stuck to the thing.
The objects are light and foam-like. Some are a little crumbly, while others keep their structure as they're passed around the room for everyone to admire. They all have one thing in common. They were grown from an unlikely local substance, mushrooms.
We have long history in the north of using mushrooms for food, medicine. Now we are experimenting with using them for insulation.
Over the past year and a half, Omstislavsky and his team at UAA have been developing a new type of insulation designed to overcome the environmental issues caused by conventional foam products on the market today.
We have problems with particulates in our waterways, in the ocean. Pink board or blue board that we use for insulation is typically made out of oil-derived polymers that are non-biodegradable.
The researchers instead use a mix of local fungus cultures, sawdust, and other natural ingredients to grow their own biomaterial blocks in the lab. When Omstislavsky shares his research with his friends and colleagues, they're often a little skeptical.
Yeah, so the first question we always get, is this going to kill me if I touch it? You have to explain, yes, it is fungus, but it's not toxic. It's not going to jump on you and try to take over your body.
The researchers still have a lot of questions to answer when it comes to determining if the new biomaterial will be a viable alternative to foam insulation. They need to test whether it can handle freezing and thawing, and make sure it won't get waterlogged. Back in the lab, Anchorage High Schooler Charity Ropati from ANSEP is measuring her own recently grown insulation block, designed to be used in future home construction.
I didn't know that living organisms could be used to build these kind of things. I was like, wow, like I could actually use this kind of stuff.
Ropati isn't the only one who sees potential in the biomaterial. Omstislavsky and his partner have been invited to Washington, D.C. to showcase their insulation at the University Startups Demo Day later this month, a national competition. From Alaska's Energy Desk, I'm Eric Keto in Anchorage.